It's your Mountain Rock, Q94 Aerosmith. Let's go ahead and walk this way. I'm Gary Lee. Welcome to a free-for-all Freaky Friday little morning adventure, and it's time for the Coach's Show. And we're kicking it off with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, a little different temperature out there this morning than what we've had this year.
Yeah, definitely fall weather, football weather.
For sure. It's been a nice well, we had some rain on Wednesday, I guess. Were you guys able to – did you have to go inside or did you
– No, it was just a little drizzle beginning, and we were good.
Have a good week?
Yeah, we did. We did. Kids are really focused. They've got that sense of urgency that we need and we were hoping they would have. And you know, you could just tell the intensity and you know, the listening, which sometimes is an issue, but you know, they were a little bit more attentive and really good listeners this week.
Well, last week you hosted Logan Rogersville, the Wildcats, after your bye week, and 34-27, you advance. That game, you know, everybody is better. If you know, if you're still playing, you're better than you were week one, week two, week three, and Roger, that game right there, what'd you pull from it? What was you able to grab out of it that you could implement in this past week of practice?
Well, we definitely got a lot of work defending the pass. You know, Rogersville was five wide for the majority of the game, and, you know, some of their best plays was just ad-lib backyard football when we would get pressure and he would scramble around, and they did a good job of coming back to him. And both quarterbacks, you know, the freshman and the junior that they rotated in there, they both made plays. And so, you know, we can't let the quarterback break contain on us. And because it seems like, you know, that's what really hurt us in the passing game. It wasn't just straight drop back, although they hit us for a long touchdown on the seam that was drop back. But their other big plays were – we're almost just using the old scramble drill.
And, you know, which is kind of ironic because tonight you're facing the totally opposite of more, you know, Bolivar, they're a disciplined, here's what we're going to do, and they don't really get off script a whole lot, do they?
Well, they're going to run the football and, you know, get it to their horse. The Gardner Casey kid, number five, he, you know, he's as good as there is, I think, in Southwest Missouri.
Well, you were saying that before we went on, 1,900 yards?
1,900 yards rushing, wow. And then he's, you know, he's got another 300 receiving, four touchdowns receiving. He's a punt returner, kick returner. He's got a couple returns to the house. You know, he's just a weapon back there, and then he's, you know, then he's good at cornerback as well.
Well, so the focus defensively, stop him.
Yeah. And then they've, you know, they're not just totally a one-man wrecking crew. Their sophomore's thrown for 17 touchdowns, only four picks. So for a sophomore, man, he's been really good. You know, and then they got a receiver that has 34 catches and eight touchdowns. So, you know, if you obviously – Casey is the main guy, but they've got another receiver, and they'll motion in another running back, you know, try to hit you with him or a little bit misdirection with him. So, you know, they've got a couple other weapons as well.
So the guys in the box, you know, they're going to really have to have a good game tonight, and your corners, your secondary, they're going to be on islands. I would guess, you know, and they're going to have to not let anybody get behind them, and that'd be a pretty good place to start, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not our box guys. You know, our outside linebackers have got to really set the edge and keep everything boxed in against certain formations, and then we've got to be really conscious of where they're moving five around. And, man, you got to keep everything in front of you. Don't get beat deep.
field position. You know, I mean, this championship football right here. I mean, this is why you coach. This is why you play the game right here, because this, you know, I mean, everybody wants to win the conference. You wanted to come in, you wanted to win the conference. But in the bigger picture, this is what we're after. And more, you know, this is where you win this game, you get something to show for it.
Sure. Everybody that starts the season, you know, even the guys that year in and year out, you know, the Lamars and the Webb Cities, you know, it all points towards a district title. So, and that's what, you know, these 14 seniors and the team we've talked about is you know, hoisting that plaque. And but again, that's Bolivar's getting the same speech. And you know, it's going to be a tough contest. They're a good football team. The thing I notice on films, you know, those kids play hard. They're tough kids. Got a little bit of blue collar in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid to hit you. But I like our guys too. I'm ready to go to battle with them.
Well, that the first time again, it was will be the second matchup between West Plains and Bolivar. That week six. That was one of those nights that Zizzer fans, Zizzer coaches, well, maybe not the coaches, because that's ammo. You've had ammo all week long for your players, you know, and I'm sure you've used it. Hey, if you want a repeat, then just ho-hum, just walk through it, just get through the day. But if you want to win, you're going to have to work harder.
Yeah, you know, when this happened, week six, and we got beat 20-3, and, you know, I think the kids would even admit it. Oh, I think they overlooked Bolivar, especially when prior to that, Parkview had beat Bolivar.
Mm-hmm.
And so as teens, they see that score, and we were overconfident going in. And then when you're minus six in the turnover battle, usually that's a 50-point loss. So, you know, the percentages of winning when you're minus six in the turnover battle are probably 0.0.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to take care of the ball better. You know, that's a no-brainer. And I think what happened week six is an anomaly. It's, you know, it's just not going to happen again. Not saying we're going to turn the ball over, but we're not going to have six. I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, it's cliche-ish, but I mean it's so true. Win the line of scrimmage, establish a run game, and then let things, you know, open the door. That's Bolivar's plan. I'm sure. Now they may come out, you know, five wide and just, you know, air it out. But I think this time of year, this district championship football, It's going to be who can run the ball the best, who can dictate the line of scrimmage, and those are the teams that will move forward. And you know, the linemen, we don't talk enough about the linemen. They don't get much love on the radio. They don't, you know, you don't see, you know, player of the year really be a lineman, but they're so important in these games. Offensively and defensively, they can change the outcome.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We've stressed that since the summer. I mean, you know, I stress it every year. You know, the game's won in the trenches. You know, nowadays even though there's a lot more spread offense than there used to be, but in order to win championships, you got to be able to run the ball, and you got to be able to stop the run. And then, obviously, our number one goal in our locker room is to win the turnover battle. And you know, I saw a stat the other day. FBS football. I don't think it was FCS. I don't think they were included, but FBS football. The team that won the turnover battle for the so far for the 2024 season. The record is 408-108. So that's 79%.
Yeah.
So that turnover battle is really going to dictate the winner and the loser on most nights.
Well, tonight is the night. District Championship, Class 4, District 6. And the West Plains Zizzers will be hosting the Bolivar Liberators. And it's, you know, it's two Ozark Mountain Conference teams competing in this district championship. But, you know, a lot of people, again, each week, I like to make sure that these folks that are, you know, in the background that's helped feeding the kids, helping out the players and the coaches, get a little love. And, you know, you've had a great group all year long. Who's stepping up to feed these boys tonight or yesterday, I guess, last night, I should say?
Well, it'll be a pregame today at around 3:30 at Endurance Church. So last week we had United Free Will Baptist, and today we're going to Endurance Church.
That's always good stuff. You know, I always, talking about this, my favorite pregame meal, I got invited. Coach Harriet had invited me, and, you know, the Carlsons, they had, my goodness, at the Baptist Church. Holy moly, was that good. And that's when I stole it. That's when everybody needs to do this, but, good times for sure. Good luck tonight. And again, it is district championship. The game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. It will be live video streamed as well, but you have to go through the Misha website on that. And of course, it's going to be good weather for it. Going to be a little chilly. Might want to grab a hoodie. Football players, they're going to love this, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be good football weather. You know, probably around kickoff. Low to mid 50s, so yep. but clear skies, going to be a good night for it.
Yep, and I do believe that the Zizzer concession stand is one of the very few that will sell hot chocolate. And that is a one. Do they ever bring you like some hot chocolate down the sideline, or you just want to be left alone?
No, they don't come down there with that for me.
Yeah, you cannot. When it's game time, you can't. There's no talk. If you're a coach, you can talk to Coach White, but if you're not, just, you know, you just got to wait till afterwards. Even your wife, she has to wait till after the football game. Or do you ever get texts like, why are you running that?
No, there's a few inside jokes with that about running the ball up the middle too much.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, the life of a coach,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Gary.